Hello everyone, thanks for tuning into the podcast. Maya, Luke, Jessica and I will be talking about our white paper, which we feel strongly about. Our topic is based on the inaccessibility of student accommodation, which we feel is an area that is not focused on. We felt this topic was very relatable to all students in third level, especially those that are commuting. Not only that, but it also gives a different perspective for residents living on campus or near the college. So throughout the podcast we'll be outlining different variables that make accommodation so inaccessible. This includes stuff like poor living conditions, high costs, and overall lack of availability. We have an adequate amount of evidence gathered revolving around this issue. People may not think about it, but commuters are at a serious disadvantage, especially those travelling long distances. We also feel that the solution should be seriously considered, and we strongly believe it will make a huge impact in the long term. This podcast may seem very negative, however, we would like everyone to consider the implications if we continue with this. Overall health and exam performance are affected by this, and we feel more people should be made aware. So I'll be passing you on to Maya now.
Due to the lack of accommodation, the only other option for students is to commute. Commuting involves any form of transport such as walking, cycling, bus, car, etc. Some students must travel extremely far to get to college. This can be a huge strain on their mental health, studies, family life and finances. This can result in commuters having many problems which non-commuter students are less affected by. Following an article from the Academy of Education Leadership Journal 2011, commuter students have less money and time due to the large amounts of time travelling. They have less time to do college work and have less time to spend on campus. Students that get involved on campus with clubs and societies tend to have an overall better attitude towards college. Having a good attitude towards college is so important as it builds up motivation for assignments. Meeting new people is also important in maintaining good mental health, which is essential for academic success and overall well-being of third level students. Students that travel long distances to and from college tend to have a higher rate of mental health illnesses than students who live near or on campus. Students can develop feelings of anxiety and depression due to many different commuting challenges, such as missing public transport and being late for class, not having enough time at home to study due to the amount of time spent travelling, financial strain due to the high cost of travel, taking on jobs to manage the high cost of travel, which then leads to being too tired or not having enough time to complete college assignments. Let's face it, most college students have to commute. There must be more work done by the departments in order to make student accommodation more accessible so that students have a better chance at academic success. The more accommodation and the more affordable accommodation available for students, the less students have to commute. With the soaring prices of housing in Ireland, along with university fees, makes it almost impossible for students to afford accommodation. The sooner we sort this problem out, the better.
Through Maya's exploration of the negative impacts of commuting, she has displayed why commuting is definitely a huge problem for students who are left with no option but to commute. However, everyone listening is probably wondering why students who live far from college don't just reside on campus and avail of all the benefits that come with living beside your college. However, student accommodation in Ireland is completely inaccessible for many reasons, and we hope to explain how to everyone listening. Firstly, if you don't have tons of money, you can wave goodbye to your chances of residing on campus or in student accommodation, as well as the benefits that come with residing on campus. And if you are one of the very few lucky enough to afford this overpriced student accommodation, you'll be extra lucky if the accommodation you find is in half-decent condition. Even the USI president, Michael Kerrigan, recognises how students are being crammed into small spaces with harsh living conditions and horror stories of the state of living. A survey undertaken by college students conveyed that 24% of people actually found meld in their accommodation, with a huge 21% of students living with inadequate heating and dampness. These findings alone are enough to show that student housing is a problem in Ireland that is in desperate need of fixing. Even though when people get their hands on student accommodation, they're faced with these appalling conditions, the lead up to even finding student accommodation is widely reported as the most stressful part. The difficulty to find accommodation is also highlighted by USI President Michael Kerrigan when stating that the shortage of student accommodation has led families to race for accommodation, pushing students to pay way outside of their desired price range. Because of the lack of student accommodation, landlords are taking advantage of students charging expensive rent that students have no choice but to pay. This is why our team have come up with some solutions that we think could definitely tackle the accommodation situation while also benefiting the government in the long run.
We will now like to talk about the ideas we came up with to tackle the issue for students with housing across Ireland. Our team has researched and highlighted important factors relating to the student accommodation crisis in Ireland. Our solutions are measures that can be implemented over the next coming years. So, first off, we believe the prioritisation of students who live further away from the college where they received an offer should be started. Currently, offers and grants are being given without considering these factors. Like, studies show that as a result of this lack of help, students who originate further from the college of their choice struggle to find accommodation. We have come up with the idea to attach an address to your CAO number, so when a student is applying for their courses, they will have the choice whether or not to select if they would like to be put on a shortlist for an accommodation on school grounds. These students are then able to secure their accommodation immediately after accepting an offer, which gets rid of the stress of searching for accommodation after. Our second solution would be that the government introduce an accommodation-based grant that students could apply because it doesn't currently exist. The grant would provide a sum of money dedicated to assist students in paying the monthly rent in the university or in their off-campus accommodation. This would work by assessing parents' financial positions, the students' financial positions, commuting costs, and the distance. It is clear from the high demand for accommodation that students would prefer to reside on campus accommodation. We found an interesting fact that stated the HEA state how the student experience is enhanced through proximity to student facilities such as libraries, sports, restaurants and bars, and in the long run grades and marks do tend to be higher. Another funding based solution that we've come up with is rent caps within a certain mile radius of the college. The monthly payments students must make in order to be able to stay in the accommodation would not be allowed to rise over a certain amount, as we believe landlords maybe have taken advantage of students in need of accommodation. The provision of student accommodation based website is another one of our ideas. This website could highlight all the accommodation in a 10-kilometer radius from the selected university that they choose. The website would be logged into using a student's CAO number, and the accommodation would be available for students only, so you have no one else coming. It would remove the possibility of non-students snapping up and taking the room. It would be beneficial as it would reduce the number of students shopping around on different housing websites to find a suitable room. In relation to the standard of student accommodation, we feel that measures should be implemented in order to ensure the monitoring of student accommodation conditions. As we mentioned above, there's a lack of examination into quality control of student-based accommodation, even though there is an awareness of the issue quality. As we know, all of these solutions will not be possible to undertake all at once, but over time, these changes can deliver huge benefit to college students and save a lot of money.
So just to wrap things up, it is clear from the evidence that the inaccessibility for student accommodation really isn't good enough. Not only that, but the living conditions aren't up to scratch considering the amount of money students are paying. So from my own personal experience, student accommodation is great as everything is so close and it makes a huge difference on exam results. But the student accommodation itself isn't so fantastic. Like Luke said, the implementation of the solutions will take time and consideration. However, we strongly believe these systems can drastically improve this crisis and also make sure more realistic measures are put in place. So I want to say thanks for listening, and we really hope that people are made aware and action can be put in place to resolve this issue. Thanks a million.